Welcome to Empowered, Mind-Body Inspiration. The mind is the map to wholeness, wellness, health. The heart is the key to genius and inspiration. Join me and my guests as we explore how to release and rewire into who you truly are, unique, whole, and empowered. Please like, share, and subscribe. Spiral up, spiral out. Welcome, Spiral Uppers. Today we have Justin Franson. Justin is an athleticism performance coach and expert on EMFs. Welcome, Justin.
Thank you, Jane, for having me on.
Excited to have you on. EMFs are a big subject today, and they're invisible, so we need to be aware. You know, you became aware when you coach athletes, right, who lost energy. Is that what happened when they were exposed to too much?
Exactly. I saw one in particular. His whole arm went weak. He was the strongest endurance athlete. He was wearing a smartwatch on that arm. And so just noticed that it was radiation on his wrist that affected his whole arm. It's a biotoxin.
Yeah. You know, I wore a smartwatch for a few months and I started to notice that and I took it off. I was like, nope, that is not good. Yeah. So it was a local effect. That's what I noticed as well.
Yeah. And local effect. They'll feel the pain right in there, but with someone who's more sensitive or has some toxicity in their body, it'll start to spread a little bit too.
Yeah. And just affect energy in general, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and you mentioned electric cars. That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're a naturopathic doctor, Jane. So have you ever read that sitting on a massive battery is good for your health?
Right. Well, it disrupts your whole energy, right? So it's going to really disrupt our whole energy pattern and our bodies in general. So was someone affected by that as well?
Well, actually I had a colleague that it was doing blood work for athletes because I have athleticism.com is my company working with amateur and professional athletes for 25 years. So I'm a performance coach. So I had this great network of facilitators in that space. One was a blood work guy and he would look at it for nutrition and such. Well, he got hired by the military to measure blood on special forces guys. And he threw in a variable of guys driving electric cars. And it was the biggest marker change of 18% lower testosterone.
Oh, wow. That's huge.
Massive.
Yeah. And like we think about, you know, being exposed because we have computers and all those things, but it's these insidious things that we don't think about. And teenagers walking around with earbuds, you know, these wireless earbuds, I find that disturbing too.
They are, because they're an antenna in your inner ear and there's an airway canal from that ear to your brain. So it's literally beaconing localized millimeter waves, which is radiation at a really high level to your brain and inner ear. So it'll cause potentially acoustic nerve challenges and cancer and all those challenging things with radiation that localized.
Yeah. So then what are the main concerns with EMF in general, like what we experience in our homes?
Well, you're going to see our bodies are so different than how electricity is. You know, we do well with scalar waves that are unpolarized, distribute equally in every direction. And then all the EMFs, Jane, are one directional waveforms where they don't work. So when your home, whether it's electricity of your home with AC, you know, alternating current with a direct current returning, those signals have to meet. If those signals don't meet, you're going to have sparking and static in the line. So we see a lot of dirty electricity in homes from solar, from dim switches, from LED lights. You see high levels of milligauss, which they measure electricity in homes with bad wiring, ones that aren't grounded right. And then you see the millimeter waves, which are the wireless radiation. And you'll see that from all the wireless communication from smart meters, which is the automated gas and electric meters, to routers, to Nest AC units, if people have those, or those smart devices like Alexas or smart TVs or wireless printers. So those are all things that everyone should look for in their home. And even their, you know, computers, and it should be hardwired. Their mouse should be hardwired. It shouldn't be on Bluetooth. Like, all these little things are the huge invisible stressors in our body that are chipping away at our life force. And what we see are an array of different cognitive challenges first that transfer into more and more. And I could go through those levels with you if you want.
Oh, yeah, please.
Well, level one would be more cognitive. So focus, memory, behavior, anxiety, fatigue, stress, ringing in the ears, and lack of sleep is that the one that our grounding bags really help with. But all those are the cognitive signs. And then you have level two would be more severe migraines or headaches, ringing in the ears, bloody noses, muscle twitching, rashes, tremors, non-trauma concussion symptoms, like they saw in the Havana cohort, which was the first attack of U.S. embassy workers on foreign soil with microwave radiation. And then you go into the bigs, the cancer, suicide, diabetes, Alzheimer's disease, cardiovascular disease, and then suicide and then lack of fertility is the big one right now that we're seeing.
Yeah, and that's coming from many different directions, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, very much so. Yeah. And so I think a lot of it, and one of those directions, I mean, I had another MD testing clients, and the COVID vaccine had 20% lower testosterone. So you take a person that got a COVID shot, put them in a Tesla, and it takes them from a healthy testosterone to dangerously lower levels.
Yeah, very. Yeah, the combination is really, yeah, that it's the combination that's really going to affect people, isn't it? So those are the three levels. The third is really serious.
Well, those are the three that I see mostly. And the even before the level one, what I'm seeing clinically, Jane, which you'll love in your practice, is we use with our EMF rocks, the grounding bags, is you'll see the eyes, the teeth, the thymus, and the large intestine are the four areas that are most sensitive to EMF. So those areas will get decharged from EMF.
Oh, interesting. So what changes? Yeah. So yeah. Thymus affects the immune system.
Yeah. And so then what we do is we use the grounding bags, and we use a tapping protocol, applied kinesiology protocol, where we would place the bag on your lap, tap on it with one hand. Well, the other hand will cover each of those four areas one at a time for about, you know, 20 seconds or so. And the tapping activates the moisture magnetic properties in the crystal. So they act like a homeopathic tincture. It just activates the properties inside it when you tap on it, excites it, directs it to those areas. And then we pull the electrons from the negative ion charge to recharge our body battery. And we've seen 10x in energy on that. The Bruce Lipton will talk about your biofield being your health lies a lot in your chi and your energy field. So when you can clear your chi and any toxicity out of your energy field, you're going to be less resilient, or excuse me, you're going to be more resilient, less sensitive to EMF toxicity. So we can clear any EMF toxicity in that biofield by tapping on the bag. And then those who are more EMF sensitive don't see those challenges.
Right. So the four areas were the thymus, teeth, eyes. What was the fourth?
Large intestine.
Ah, yeah. So digestion, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And just explain to someone who doesn't know what the biofield is.
It's your energy field. And ironically, it says it goes out about 6 feet on some people, but that's where we're actually our chi, our life force, they call it a lot of different things and different modalities, but it's your electrical system. Our bodies have, through thermal dynamics and piezoelectric effects, we have energy that runs through our body. And they're all built on scalar waves that distribute equally in every direction. And that resonance, it's a resonance through the whole body. It's not a one directional, oh, I have just electricity on my fingertip type of a thing. It's our whole body resonates. And I think Eileen McCusick really says it best in her book, The Electric Body, Electric Health. And she talks about your body battery and how we get a negative ionic charge and pull the electrons from it, from the earth. We get a positive charge from the sun and the unpolarized waveforms of the sun. And then we breathe in the different microbiomes and get minerals from the air and then hopefully from the food as well. And that's how our body battery works. And so our own energy field will go out about 6 feet. So that's why when someone's right in front of your nose, you'll be like, hey, you're in my space. Like that's that energy field that our body has. And there's bioenergetics in the universe. There's bioenergetics in soil. The most contagious thing on the planet is a smile. And so whether I'm 6 feet from you or way further, you see me smile, you're probably going to smile too. So that's what's so great about how our universe works. We're really one with all this stuff. And there's communication at such a deeper level. So that's how these crystals can recharge you. That's how we can have this innate intelligence. And you can know before you even come into that 6 foot range of someone, if they're happy or sad or angry or what have you, you just feel that. You can feel it driving in cars. You can see that stuff. Those are the intangibles of waveforms and really how our universe works.
Yeah, very, very important. And just because we can't see it, it doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Right.
I read Barbara Brennan, her book, when I was probably 18, maybe younger, but she was a NASA scientist who could see this energy field around people and could see when there were dark areas in it caused by emotion or, you know, these other pollutants like drugs or EMFs. And she would show how it directly affected the physical body. So it was clear to me that, you know, our energy field is very important and we need to pay particular attention to it because that's what's going to physically affect us. And it can be affected by the mind. It can be affected by what you're talking about, right?
Yeah. Carilion photography shows that, you know, they can see the aura, the colors in the aura. And so it's a huge thing, but yeah. And when it's wild, if we took an app that had that type of aura photography, you can take a picture of yourself, just the way you are. And then you put a grounding bag on you and then it'll change into purple and all these beautiful colors. It's wild how the waveforms, the invisible waveforms that are in our air and surrounding us, which is our environment, are just affecting us at all times.
Mm-hmm. So I'm a big fan of grounding. And what you're talking about is something called EMF rocks, and they do something similar.
Yes. So what they do is the same as what the earth does when you go barefoot outside. It's getting grounded by nature. And we hand mine crystals. They have moisture and magnetic properties in them to create a coherence between us and non-native EMFs. And it's just like touching a tree or going into a body of water or laying down and having a picnic outside on the lawn at a park. Your body recharges from the earth and from the sunlight and from the minerals. And we're just bringing that resonance in about a 1 pound bag of crystals into your home, bed, desk, car. So you can convert those waveforms to coexist with this man-made EMF.
Right. So one of the problems today is that we all walk around with rubber soles, and so we're not really connected to the earth. And then we live in houses that stop us from being connected. So this is bringing it into our home where we're being affected by EMFs.
Definitely, Jane. This is bringing that resonance from the earth outside, because we live in electrical boxes, you know, literally. And then we are wearing shoes, so we're disconnecting from the earth. So Dr. Mercola wrote a book titled EMF'd. That's essentially what's happening to us when we don't get grounded by nature. And there's another incredible book I want to mention. It's called Arthur Furstenberg wrote it. It's called The Invisible Rainbow. And it categorizes the history of electricity and life. And it goes back to 1889 when we first introduced electricity into homes. That was the first sign of the flu. I mean, this book is unbelievably bibliographied out and referenced out. And before 1918, the flu, they called it the flu because it would fly in and fly out with solar flares. So some people would get sick and it would come in for a little bit and then it would go away. But because our atmosphere is this electromagnetic blanket, so when there's cosmic shifts, people would just adapt. But not until in 1889, when electricity hit the home, was the flu here to stay. And then every spike in electrification of our atmosphere was a spike in deaths. And they call them pandemics, where a lot of people got sick and couldn't really rebound from. But 1918, Spanish flu, they introduced radio waves, World War II, radar, satellites in the Van Allen belt for the Hong Kong flu. And then the last 2 years have been 5G rollout. And just as if we were to pollute the ocean, dolphins would get sick. Or when they pollute our air with these radio or these millimeter waves, our bodies produce a virus, which is a dead protein. It doesn't eat, it doesn't reproduce, it doesn't drive energy. It's dead for all intents and purposes. But we produce it ourselves just to adapt. It's like a cell cleansing. And that's what we've seen. We've seen these people getting sick. So this is a huge, huge topic, probably one of the most relevant topics that so many doctors of all types of modalities are talking about, because our air is plasma. These waveforms travel through it. Waves and particles travel through that ether plasma. And we don't think of air being our environment, but it's our environment. And yeah, you're not supposed to see air. You do in the big cities, not where you live, but more closer to where I live. But this is how we're able to communicate. You know, if you're in Montana, I'm in Southern California, through waveforms. It's all through waveforms. So there's a physics component I really want to impress upon everyone. When you understand that the universe and us are made on waves that distribute equally, all electricity, radiation, wireless are all one directional. They're so different. When we introduce it at these levels that we're introducing it, at the proximity that we're introducing it in our homes, our bodies will adapt to it. And that's what we've seen.
Yeah. You know, before COVID broke out, there was, I forget the conference, but in that conference, you could not mention COVID and 5G in the same sentence. You know, so somebody knows about this and the effects it will have, but it's a little daunting, isn't it? Because 5G is being rolled out without our consent all across the world. Yeah.
Yeah. They're rolling out levels that we've never seen. And the satellites are really a challenge too, because they keep turning those up. And that's why, excuse me, you see more people getting sick in different periods. Like I live in Southern California, probably Laguna Beach, Newport Beach, like one of the healthiest areas on the planet. And a whole wave of people got sick in June. Well, how does that happen? I mean, no one died. Everyone just kind of adapted to it. But I don't remember living, you know, in Southern California my whole life, over 50 years, ever seeing that happen at that time. And I've noticed that each time there's a new ratchet, new cell towers, they bandwidth up something. People will just that there's a shift. your close proximity to it and your body is just saying, oh, it's time to cleanse. And that's what we've seen.
Yeah. And then there's the after effects, you know, that you're speaking of, cognitive and fertility and cancer, that are going to come afterwards. But yeah. And it's, yeah. I remember a few years ago, someone was talking really excitedly about how we'll have cars when there will be no drivers. And I was like, well, how is that going to happen? And they explained 5G. And I'm like, that's not cool. We didn't ask for that. I'm happy where we're at. Thank you very much.
Well, we're so far from that. I had a neighbor that had a Tesla and he would commute up to LA for work, and his Tesla ran into another Tesla. And we just don't hear about these things. We don't hear about the challenges with electric cars and that they're not even close to self-driving, that, you know, 5G is not enough. They're going to do 6G, 7G. Yes. They're going to keep adding bandwidth, which is intolerable for the plants. I mean, water destructures already at 2.5 waves per second, which is, that's the speed of the routers in our home and our cell phones. And then the 60 gigahertz or 60 waves per second is the speed of 5G, and that's where the oxygen gets destructured. So we're not really told the effects of this stuff. Everyone's selling, oh, driving an electric car, it's good for the environment. Well, no, it's not. They're still using coal, gas, fossil fuels to make these things, and they're mining cadmium and other precious minerals. And then you have to use the grid to recharge them, and then they're not even more fuel efficient. So the more you drive your electric car, if it doesn't get any lighter, it doesn't get any more efficient. And then when the battery dies in 10 years, they're filling up our landfills with acid with dead batteries. This isn't a net zero in any way, shape, or form. It's actually way worse. And probably the worst part about it, it's cooking families and it's stopping your fertility. It's you're sitting in a microwave in a Tesla or all the other electric cars. So stop making electric cars, every manufacturer. Hydrogen would be a lot better solution. Just a fuel efficient gas car is the best. And you don't need, we've been lied to in the gas industry, you don't need a higher octane gas. Every car on the road should be driving the lowest octane gas, even if it's a Range Rover. And so we've been lied to, pharma, mask is health, a drug is health. Literally, telecom, 5G is the best. Well, there's no electricity in remote areas, in the oceans, in the forests, in the deserts, in the mountains. Why in the world will we need 5G there? And then in poverty-ridden areas, there's no electricity there either. Why in the world would they need 5G? So we just really have to sit back and raise our level of consciousness and really, really come back to connecting with God and getting grounded by nature and seeing what's really going on. And now, and then please start educating everybody that this stuff isn't enhancing, even though these industries are pushing it for their own wallets. That's not the direction we're going to allow it to go.
Yeah. There's a great movie, Thrive, the movie, and he talks about follow the money, because we've had the technology to develop free energy for 50 years. And instead we're doing these things that completely destroy the planet, all to enhance a wallet, like you say. Anyway, it's very distressing. So let's jump to what we can do. And I love you say raise your consciousness, but just what has to happen on the planet in general and sharing this information. But to protect ourselves right now, we still, until we get to this place, you have something called EMF rocks.
Yes. Well, they're great at it. We sell them through doctor clinics all around the country, and they're the leading natural protection for EMF. And whether it's electricity or dirty electricity or 5G or the wireless stuff, it creates a coherence and or harmonizes that frequency. So we still get full connectivity, but it just, our bodies don't get our life force chipped away from it. And you put one grounding bag on your bed, and if it's underneath it, lean it against the leg of the bed, and you'll sleep 3 to 50% deeper sleep. And you put one on your desk or underneath your desk, on your car seat, underneath the back of the car seat, and that'll clear the electricity in your car. And then five together will clear a 2,000 square foot home. You need seven together on the floor of your home if someone has solar. And if someone's driving an electric car, we recommend seven now for an electric car. Behind the driver's seat would be preferred.
Right. So five to clear 30. What did you
five,
say?
Five grounding bags, clear 2,000 square feet home.
2,000 square feet. Okay. Interesting. And how long do they last?
They'll last a long time. They'll last anywhere from 2 to 10 years, depending on the usage. So this is probably the best thing about them, is this is an organic quantum technology of hand mined crystals only, literally the Earth's resonance. So they're alive. They have moisture and magnetic content. When that moisture runs out, if they're opened and unsealed, so we double seal them, so you keep them sealed. But if someone's using them a lot, they're taking them in and out of a hot car and they're leaning against them, or and the rocks start to break down and then turn to dust over a period of time, that's when you need to replace them. So if someone's not using them very long, they'll last, you know, many more years past than if they were to just be bringing, using them all the time and having them in a really hot area. The mini grounding bag, same thing. They're about 2 to 3 ounces of crystals. And those are for a purse, pocket, or backpack. If those get thrown in the wash and get wet, they need to be replaced right away. So it really depends on how someone uses it, but they'll last long. And what I like to say is this is the organic technology. If you're looking for devices that kick off a resonance or manufacture a resonance to overpower another resonance, that's a futile effort, because we're dealing right now, Jane, we're dealing with 50 times 5G. So to have a coil or some device that has a resonance that can clear your home or an office building or what have you, that's a futile effort. That's a genetically modified food that they're made to keep up with the stuff. So that's a GMO version. Ours is literally hand mined. This is just the Earth's resonance. And no one knows how to protect us and provide us abundance better than Mother Nature herself.
Right. And so you've done some before and after testing so you've seen the effects.
Yeah. So anyone that has sleep trackers can test it themselves, 3 to 50% deeper sleep. We can do pH paper tests, and it shows it'll normalize your pH. Dr. Bear Lando, AlphaVedic, AlphaVedic.com. Wow, one of my favorites of all time. Absolutely brilliant. He did a waveform test, and he has these dual impedance antennas, and they measure your chi and any distortion in your chi. And that'll tell him exactly what's going on, because we talked about Bruce Lipton says a lot of your health lies in your energy field. And so the grounding bags clinically passively treated up to 91% of the markers that were off from EMF. Mm. And he'd never seen results that substantial. So literally he put grounding bags around this patient and they passively clinically treated up to 91% of the things that the EMF was thrown off on their body.
Isn't it amazing how Mother Earth provides us with what we're going to need? As a doctor, as a naturopathic doctor, I am always blown away. And this is blowing me away. I love it.
Oh, thank you. I feel that I probably should have been a naturopathic doctor, because this is so my resonance. And it's been my story my whole life, is really just to get connected with nature. And when you start looking at things in the Western medicine way, and oh, here's a drug to buffer that symptom, you're not getting to root causes. You're not naturally finding out what the chain of events is happening. Why is the body breaking down? Because there's so, it's just such an intricate system, as there's so much intelligence in the body that it's just this innate healing machine. And when we help it flush and keep those toxicity pathways, you know, the detox pathways open to flush toxicity, and you just keep feeding it with real food and water and nutrients and love and light and gratitude, it will thrive for you.
Right. And you're such a perfect example of, you don't need to be a naturopathic doctor to help people, and you're just doing beautiful work. How do people find what you're talking about? What you're, these EMF
Thank you.
Rocks.
Yes. Well, emfrocks.com is where a lot of people go for the EMF Rocks products, the grounding bags and the Faraday bags and all. Athleticism.com is what I started 25 years ago. So that is where we have our curated health and performance products. And that's spelled athletic, ISM, for those who have trouble spelling it. And those are the two spots: Instagram, athleticism, neuro stacking, because I stack the nervous system and do lots of fun nerve work. EMF Rocks at EMF Rocks on Instagram too. And I guess those are the best places to find me.
Great. Thank you so much, Justin.
Jane, it's been a privilege. Thank you so much for having me on.
And I'll be sure to put those links in the show notes. Thanks again. Thank
you. And remember, don't give away your power to anyone else. Be the creator of your own life. You can find more inspiring episodes on 14 different platforms, including iTunes, Spotify, and empoweredhealth.com. Be a part of Thrive Tribes. Be the change in Thrivevolution at thrivetribehub.com. And join me and my fellow changemakers at Health Tribe, Body, Mind, and Soul on Facebook. Spiral up. Spiral out.